WGCH News Center time, 7:33. Let's get right to Tony.
All right, thanks, Jim. And we are with Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Before we get to last night's meeting, what do you think about the, you were at yesterday's announcement about this plan for the train station. What do you think?
Yes, it's a significant improvement to the downtown, as our selectman Peter Tessie mentioned. There are a lot of things happening in the downtown. That's something we talk about quite a bit in our upcoming plan of conservation and development. We want to kind of double down on the downtown, if you will, and there's lots of exciting projects like the Bruce Museum, the Steamboat Piers reopening, and I think the train station will be a big part of improvements, as we've just heard. It is a significant change to the train station proper, and will move the movie theater to the other side of the building, if you will. And on that corner where the movie theater exists now will be a public park with a water feature. And I think that's really a neat feature, because as you come down Greenwich Avenue, we do want to connect, if you will, upper Greenwich Avenue with lower downtown, meaning where Bruce Museum is located and Greenwich Harbor and Roger Sherman. So we're excited to work with the DOT and Metro North, the Department of Transportation and Metro North, to do something with those underpasses to make it a more inviting walk, to make that connection between those two places. And I think the park is a big part of that. So it's an exciting project, but one, of course, that does need to go through significant land use and other town approvals. The first time this will be heard will be on July 30th by the Planning and Zoning Commission. So that's a big meeting, and I would encourage people to attend. Prior to that is the Board of Selectmen meeting. I believe the first one is tomorrow, if I remember correctly, July 11th, where they will hear the project for the first time, and they will vote at their subsequent meeting in a few weeks, which I think is July 25th. But I do know Planning and Zoning for sure is July 30th, 7 p.m. in the Town Hall meeting room. The municipal improvement in this instance has to do with the lease agreement for the air rights, which the Ashworth Company has been paying the town for the last 40 years or so. There's another 38 years, I believe, on that lease, so that's why this involves a municipal improvement. Other than that, it is a site plan and special permit and a text amendment that the commission will be considering.
Can you explain what air rights are?
Yes, so the town owns the underlying land, and there are rights above that in the air, so to speak, and those air rights have a value to them, and the Ashworth Company has constructed buildings within those air rights, meaning the Greenwich Plaza building, and they've paid the town substantial money over the years to be able to, you know, function within those air rights, so to speak. And so that was a 99-year lease, I believe, and so that will be coming to fruition in about 38 years. And so the concept is that in order to buy out those air rights, they would like to make major public improvements. So they've had appraisals done on the value of those air rights. The appraisal came back from Ashworth lower than the one the town had. But the good news is that the improvements that they're proposing far exceed those values in terms of the public park, for one, and the improvement to the train station. It's kind of an interesting thing, actually, in that this is the train station is privately owned by the Ashworth Company, and so that, which is not the case with the other train stations. So that's why it's a public-private partnership. So it's an interesting land use situation that we have here. I think it's not that complicated in some regards, but I do think it's important that the public gets involved and understands exactly what's being proposed, and that they offer their thoughts on that to the commission and then ultimately the RTM.
All right, great. Much discussion about that, but let's talk about last night's meeting. What were some of the highlights?
Okay, well, we started off with an open space amendment. There's a subdivision that had occurred previously, I think in 2006 on Lakeview Drive, and there have been improvements made to that open space to provide access to a dock that they have installed that was not in keeping with the original open space declaration, so they're looking to come in and amend that. That was continued because it's the improvements were stone stairs, and the commission said that should not be the materials used, and it should be more natural look in that open space, something like railroad ties, something to that effect. So they're going to be looking at that and coming back to another meeting. Also in the water area is 29 Davenport. We've had this before the commission before, but it's a new final coastal site plan that was started last night. That was left open. It's just for a single-family home, but there's some public opposition to that, so we went through that for an hour last night. And like I said, that one was left open. Then we moved on to a subdivision on Valley Road. This has to go before the wetlands agency still, and the commission also left that one open. There are some issues with the sight lines that need to go through the Department of Public Works before the commission can take action there. Then we had an 830G application. You've heard me talk about 830G statutes before. I'm referring to the Connecticut General Statutes. It's where the commission no longer uses the zoning regulations in order to determine whether something should proceed, but rather a test of public health and safety and whether or not the potential issues there outweigh the need for affordable housing. We had reviewed this particular application at 62 Byram Terrace as a preliminary. It was approved last night. The issue with converting illegal units to these so-called affordable housing units under 830G is that they do need to come up to proper building code. So that the commission imposed a condition that within very short order, as in the next 2 weeks, they will be required to file for an exploratory building permit to remove the walls within that unit to ensure that the plumbing and that the electricity is up to code. So they are planning to do that actually today to submit that permit, so that is good. That same conversation was had for the next two applications. The first was on 63 Oak Ridge Street and the second one on 241. Again, these are conversion of illegal units into legal units and the issue of ensuring that they will be meeting the building code in the future. So both of those two were left open. Then we had the Greenwich Reform Synagogue. This is on 92 Orchard Street. This we did speak about for a bit. The commission was perturbed because they had asked the applicant at the last meeting to provide proof that their request to use the synagogue space with their social hall, there's a condition that be not done simultaneously. They want to be able to use those uses simultaneously, and the commission just said, fine, let's see the documentation on that from a parking and traffic standpoint, which they refused to provide. And as a result, they ended up withdrawing the application after the discussion. So we'll see where that leads. Then we moved to 107 Patterson Avenue in the center of town. This is a beautiful 1903 historic home. This is exactly what the commission had in mind when they approved their newest regulations for historic overlays to try to preserve homes like this. It is totally intact. It was wonderful to see the old pictures in comparison to the new pictures. They are looking to use the incentive to convert a garage that's in the back of the home into a residential unit, and that was left open to deal with the sewer issue. Then lastly, we had Miller Motor Cars. That's on Livingston Place. They had requested to create what's called a P-zone, a parking zone, behind Miller Motor Cars. There had been two residential buildings in the back there. Both will be demolished, and the commission did approve those applications last night also.
All right, great, Katie. Sounds like a productive meeting.
Yes, a long meeting.
Yeah, long meeting. What do we look forward to the next meeting?
The next meeting is on July 23rd. And at that meeting, we will have the Havemeyer Lane replacement pumping station. That's the Aquarian Water Company is proposing that just behind the Hyatt. So we'll hear that again. We've heard it once before. Also, Palmer Island, both the subdivision and the coastal site plans, we will hear that again. That's a continuation. And also 55 Arch Street, that's another one of these historic overlays that they are looking to make an addition to the building in exchange for bringing it back to its former glory, so to speak, and preserving that building in perpetuity. So we'll be hearing all of those on July 23rd.
All right, great. Good job, Katie. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a good day. Stay cool.
Thank you, Tony. You too.
Okay, that's Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca. Lots going on with P&Z. Jim.
always.